Jonathan, what happened to the rain?
I don't know. It's awesome out here. I haven't been outside since like 5:30 this morning. So I just walked out to join you guys, and this is great. It's beautiful.
Nice weather. Yeah, it's nice temperatures. Anyway.
Hopefully it stays this way.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. I can handle snow in football. I hate it when it rains.
It was pouring earlier.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Downpours.
I was nervous.
Yeah, you know, Grash, the big guy.
What was he nervous about? He didn't want to get wet.
He
looked cute
like
with
the
your
elements.
Little 98.5 hoodie up.
There's nothing little about this. I'm swimming in this.
I want to know how you and Zolak are a team, because Zolak always looks so stylish and...
Because I don't care. Zoe worries about that stuff.
He's a quarterback.
I look good when
you're an offensive lineman.
Exactly.
He's a quarterback.
When I'm doing my game on Saturday, I got a fly looking suit. Otherwise, I'm flying in a sleeveless T-shirt and a pair of shorts.
Perfect.
You had to be happy, obviously, with what we saw in Buffalo. To me, you haven't been able to say that beating the Bills was a statement game probably since Jim Kelly was a quarterback. But I thought that was a statement game.
I don't know if it was a statement game, but what I do know is the Buffalo Bills are for real as a football team and clearly going in the right direction. And anytime you can go on the road in the division against a good football team and have a first half where, you know, people are feeling each other out, and it was a real game of football, but then be able to take a little bit of control with some really good clock management, I think, right at the end of the half, getting some points on the board and keeping the lead through the second half was great. And watching Tommy spread the ball around and be in sync with everybody, all the new pieces coming together and doing it in a loud, hostile environment was fun to watch. And, you know, unfortunately, some other things happened in the game which weren't so great, but the outcome was really good.
Right, and that's what I wanted to get to first and foremost. Ridley and then Gerard again, 2 years in a row with another season-ending injury.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Gerard given the nature of what it, you know, the knee popping. All right, that's pretty much happened to everyone. Last year he tore a pec. That's not a normal type injury that you see. But nevertheless, it's 2 years in the row where he's got to battle back just to get on the field.
And he was working. He was working this past offseason so hard. And it sounds cliche because everybody who talks about it says he's the heart and soul of this team. But he is the true professional. From the day he walked into this building, we talked about it.
Yes.
He didn't say, "I'm in the NFL, and here's everything that comes with it." He said, "This is my job," the way you would if you went to work at an accounting firm or as an engineer somewhere. And he was a professional from day one. Before he ever signed his contract, he was spending those rookie weekends in the building at the crack of dawn watching film. And he's taken that attitude all the way through, and it's rubbed off on a lot of the other young guys, and he sets the tone along with Vince on the defensive side. But he is the quintessential professional, and he's also been a wonderful guy outside of this building in the community. Once he established himself as a pro, got married, had kids, he's just an exceptional guy, and you hate to see it happen to anybody, but you really hate to see it happen to somebody like that.
Jonathan, a couple of weeks ago, you were kind enough to explain the cap situation where you discussed the potential of $8 million in bonuses that you had to plan for.
Potential bonuses.
Potential bonuses, because they had to do with incentives. Now, how do these injuries with Ridley and Mayo affect that?
Steven's on, and we should say, well, I'll answer that in one sec, but Steven also, that's another, he's a...
He worked hard and built his body up over the offseason.
He did, and he was really playing his role on this team to a T, and he's another guy with just a great attitude, and you feel for him, and obviously... For Steven, he's in his fourth year as a pro, which is a critical year. And because he's under his rookie contract, he didn't have the types of bonuses we're talking about. Gerard had some per-game bonuses. And because last year he had only played in six games, any bonus that was due to be earned for Gerard that was a being on the field bonus
right
above six was not likely to be earned. And we were making the positive assumption that Gerard would
would be out there in a lot of games
this season. And unfortunately, it ended at week six. So the bonuses that were unlikely to be earned in his contract won't be.
Well, does that give you more?
No, that will. That will give us that. So the exact dollar amount, I don't know. Okay. But whatever that was, my guess would be mid to high hundreds of thousands of dollars for Gerard. But I don't know it off the top of my head. And so that now would come back as money that could theoretically be put to extending somebody or doing something else, yes.
I noticed that Browner's going to be out on the field tonight. He's active, he's ready to go, and a guy that I know a lot of people in and out of the building have been waiting to see.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch him out there tonight, and I'm sure Bill has some fun things cooked up. He and Matt have done that. I think whenever we face Rex, you know, Rex is so passionate about defense and Bill's roots are on the defensive side of the ball. I think while Rex likes to maybe tweak Bill occasionally, I think at the end of the day, Rex is probably always trying to earn Bill's respect. And this is me talking. I've never heard anyone else say it. And I think Bill and Matt want to make sure that our defensive chops are properly recognized. So it's going to be fun, I think, to watch both of these defenses tonight.
You know, I counted four television sets, or maybe it was three, but I think actually four because you had one in the CBS
scene.
There's
one inside CBS scene, so it's four, yeah.
Yeah, so because of CBS, Thursday Night Football, NFL Network, you had one in the parking lot. There was a great moment on television. I don't know if you saw it with your dad.
I heard about it.
It was great. With Deion Branch, Loy Malloy, Ty Vaughn, and Willie McGinnis.
I just left those guys, and actually Otis Smith is hanging out with them too, and they're all upstairs cutting up. And those guys are awesome. And you think about it, most of those guys left here under circumstances that weren't the friends. They were business. And at the end of the day, they're coming back and they feel a brotherhood and camaraderie with them, but they feel a connection to the organization. And I was told on that TV piece that a lot of that was coming out, when they left here, they really missed it. And
your dad didn't say much. He was just sitting there reveling in those guys holding court.
I think he views them as kids. And I heard he and Ty laced up again, which is great. And
sneakers. Ty's got, I think Ty and Robert had sneakers with 2-4 on them. Because that was Ty's big thing. Everybody wants to be 2-4. I love that.
And Revis has got the red ones working tonight. Yeah. Saw him come out a little bit early. He's got the old red cleats working.
But Thursday Night Football, obviously, your thoughts on that. It has been criticized somewhat because, you know, so far this season, you know, at the very least, they try to go with the divisional opponents.
We've been doing it since 06, though. That's what people don't realize. We've been doing it as these half-season pieces since 06.
Right.
And if you go back from 06 till the present day, the margin of victory between Thursday night and Sunday night, the league sent us out the statistic this week, the difference is like a point and a half. And that's with this year where we've been at 29 points a game, skewing it in the wrong direction. So I just think it's a statistical aberration, and you've just had a situation where games that looked really good on paper, it's what happens, sort of like our game out in Kansas City, which was on a Monday night, or what happened here against Cincinnati on a Sunday night. Things happen, and I hope the pattern continues tonight, and I hope it's on our side of the equation. But Thursday Night Football, from a league perspective, has worked. We've done a lot of research on it. The fans like it. They want it. Our television partners enjoy having it on Thursday night as a way of leading into the weekend. Movie advertising for weekend, I think, wanted a Thursday Night Football platform. And it looks like from everything we thought it would be, it looks like it's working out well. And I know the media makes a big deal of some of the players who don't like it, but I can tell you, I heard Brady this week telling people how much he likes it. So I think it's really just, it's who you talk to.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, you know, it seems like what you hear from fans is one thing. The owners seem to be satisfied. The players are kind of up and down, but I wonder if the players really realize that if this Thursday night package does work and is here to stay, it eventually puts money in their pockets.
Well, not eventually. It does now. We're getting paid.
Well, I guess more.
Oh, no, it'll put a lot more in their pocket. Look, they get 50% of any of the dollars that are generated by the media. And so it works to everybody's advantage. And basically, what you're seeing on Sunday afternoons now, there are so many games that people want to watch. And when they're all blocked together at the 1 and the 4 o'clock window, it's a way of taking out a piece of inventory that would have been in there, creating a time for it on a night which is the most watched night during the week, the weekday nights, for television, and giving the public what they'd like to see. So at the end of the day, it's an offering. It's an offering that really is a win-win for everybody.
Okay, before we say so long, get ready for this game, just some comments on Ty Law. He's one of the most entertaining people I ever covered. To me, I think you can make the argument of in the Belichick-Brady era, he is the second most important player throughout that. I mean, right there, right up next to him. Not Tom, but damn close to it. And I hope he gets to Canton soon.
He's definitely right up there, and he should get into Canton. And the thing about Ty that I always like watching him play is he could cover, but he could bring it physically too. And the guys who can do both of those things are rare. I mean, I think Ty enjoyed actually tackling running backs.
Right.
I think he got off doing it, and I think it almost scared receivers because they'd say, this guy can cover me, and he's willing to take on, heads up, a running back coming at him full speed and wrap him up and bring him to the ground. That's an intimidating thing. In some ways, it's probably more intimidating than blanketing them in coverage. And that was what was great about Ty. And I'm told he could talk a little trash on the field, too.
Well, he was one of the few that could take a Belichick assignment and toss it aside and say, I'm going to do this on his own. And Troy Brown told me that on Patriots Wednesday Live. He had that. That was okay with Bill.
If Ty as long as it worked.
Well, yeah, but most of the time it did.
Right.
Had that ability.
I don't recall getting beaten very often. And I remember when he came back here with the Jets, I want to say it was 08. It was like a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. They had just signed him, and Ty looked heavy.
Oh, he was heavy. He had some cheeseburgers. We gave him a hard time.
He looked heavy. And yes. You know what, though? He played pretty damn well that night.
He had an interception or two that night.
He did. And I bet you he weighed 230. And I don't know that there are many guys who've played cornerback in this league at 230. And that's Ty. If he willed it, he could do pretty much anything. And it's really cool that he was a Patriot.
He'll get a yellow jacket someday.
He sure deserves it.
Jonathan, always a pleasure. Enjoy the game tonight. Looks like the weather's going to be okay.
Yep. It
didn't rain on us.
So, hey, if you're still sitting at home, come on down.
President of the Patriots, Jonathan Kraft.